important thing for you to remember about the next section, which is my vision, the ideal me. This is where you're just basically going to write a love letter to the person that you see yourself being, the person that you want to be. But the important thing, when I say that, the person you want to be, you need to write this in the present. And the reason for this is it's easier to project yourself into a new you when you actually are seeing it in the now. In other words, when you're saying things like, I am, then you can become more engaged in the process. It's more exciting. It's more. It seems more possible when you allow that the changes are already occurring in your life.
And your subconscious is a real big part of that, because your
subconscious
hears you say, I am.
Well, let me take it a little bit further of what I mean by that is that too frequently we're moving through the day with a lot of self-judgmental filtering going on. Things like, oh, I'm not doing enough. Oh, I'm looking old and fat. And, oh, I can't get involved in a consistent exercise program. I'm too busy right now.
Yes.
And so this consistent description of ourselves is playing out, but it's hardly the stuff of inspiration. And, I mean, really, when you look at the way you self-talk during the day, ask yourself if that's really the kind of person you would want to get to know, that you would be drawn to. And so in the process of doing this, we're remembering that we are all more than our limiting self-talk, that we are all more than that limiting self-image, that we are also this becoming person. And if you don't write it out, then you can lose track of just who is that person that you love? Who is that person inside of you that you love so deeply? Basically, with this exercise, we're beginning to flex a more positive muscle in our way of thinking about ourselves. And so all that's really involved with this, you can use the paper and the handouts, or if you prefer, you can do like I've done in the past. Get yourself a special notebook and just let this be an ongoing exercise. You can always come back and fill in more at any time. But with my vision, the ideal me, you may not know what to say at first. Don't let that stop you. Just pick up your pencil, put the pencil to the paper, and begin writing. Even if it's nothing more than, I don't have a clue what to say about what my vision of myself, but I'm kind of thinking, da-da-da-da. Just keep going. If you don't know what to say, just start with that and just keep going. And I guarantee you it's going to begin to flow. Write in the present tense, and write about the way you see yourself. Write about how you look. Write about how you feel. Write about how you interact with life, with your environment, with the people around you. Mm. Write about the way you hold your body, the way you move, the way it feels to dance. Write about any and everything. And you may find that you're breaking these down into chapters, into like paragraphs addressing different issues, or you might find that it's just all free-flowing. However it is for you, it's perfect. Just keep going with it.
Wonderful.
And as I said, you're going to want to stay in the present moment, and you're not going to want to be judging or comparing during this. It's something that Dr. Rita Marie is reminding me about, but saying, I dance more frequently. Don't even worry with the more or less. Just say, I love dancing. And just go from there and talking about how it feels and your partner and being swayed by the music or whatever makes you engage all of your senses in that. Mm-hmm. So that's a very quick little summary. But what I will tell you is this, as hard as this exercise might seem to get started, most people who ever share with me their feedback on this particular exercise says, you know, I thought it was going to be hard to get started. I didn't know what I would write, but then I found that it was almost hard to stop because I really loved doing it. So I'm going to give you just a very quick little example from some that I did this week. I am vibrant, toned, strong, flexible, healthy, glowing skin that's elastic. I shine brightly, exuding love, compassion, intellect, and energy. Seem always to be smiling with relaxed, happy facial muscles. Posture is erect and suggest a new youthfulness. Movement is without hesitation. It's intentional. It's erect and fluid. So this is a time where you want to pull out all the descriptive images you can possibly come up with for yourself. And love it. Enjoy it. And obviously, you're not going to be able to write your entire image right now, but let's do the same thing where we're taking close to about 5 minutes, and let you just think of one thing about yourself, and see how deep you can take that in writing about that. And then you can always incorporate this into this exercise on your own later. So
yeah,
I'll give you a few moments to do that.
One thing to keep in mind as you're doing that, don't limit yourself. Just feel like the sky's the limit, and don't judge yourself. Just put everything out there. This is the ideal you. This is the you that really does live inside of you and sometimes is getting held back by some of the, you know, the day-to-day stuff. So just let all, everything go.
And that's true. You don't have to worry about somebody saying, well, this isn't who you are, because this is who you are. It's coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else is going to be reading this. This is only unless you wish to share it. So,
great. And, yeah, remember to do the breathing. Focus your attention on your heart space and do some nice breathing to really get yourself in touch with that.
And you may be sitting at your computer now, but what you may want to do when you work this exercise on your own is to go to your favorite spot, whether it's under a tree or a back porch swing or propped up in your bed. Pamper yourself in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to give an example from your own?
Yes, I can do that. So This is my ideal self. So I'm just doing this out of my head because I haven't written it down in a while, or I don't have access to where I wrote it down more recently. My body is strong. It's healthy. It's limber. I'm comfortable in my body. All my joints move with ease and grace. I am feeling a sense of compassion and love for everyone that I come into encounter with, and my voice and my tones and my words all reflect that consistently. Yeah, that's a good starting point.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You may find that you start out talking about how you interact with people, as I said. You may talk about feeling free and what that feels like to you, whether it's that you feel free of financial concerns or free of relationship mishigas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be even upon how you eat.
Yep.
You can go on forever, write several paragraphs about how you eat and how you enjoy your food and how it feels so healthy and life-giving when you're putting it in your mouth. And remember, the more sensory words, the more descriptive words that you put into this, the more alive it's going to become for you. And then, you know, you always keep this handy. Reread it. Remind yourself that this is another part of who you are. It's like a becoming you. And add to it. Add to it as often as you like. I'll tell you very quickly that I did a version of this exercise in the 1970s. I mean, I was a young mother with several children and living in a small little house I owned. I envisioned a different life, down to the way clothes moved on me, and where we were living and so forth. And, you know, just seemingly out of the blue, against all odds, that whole, my whole situation had changed for me. And it's not like I had even intended that. I was just doing it to relieve myself of stress from where I was. And I accidentally created a whole new situation.
So. And it's not like you create things, like you think it and then it suddenly happens. But what happens is when you create that vision, it creates inspired action. And what I mean by inspired action is that with that, even if it's not in conscious forefront, when that image, that vision is all inside of you and it becomes part of you, you start to take actions that are consistent with bringing those things closer to you, whether you realize it or not.
Exactly. That's exactly how it works, because it's suddenly like you're throwing open doors and saying, well, hey, why not? Mm-hmm. Show me. How do I do that? And then there you go. Then you'll start acting accordingly. So,
and I'll leave you with a couple of other little tidbits. Jane already mentioned avoid the comparative words. I'm more energetic. Well, more energetic than what? What does that mean? Be real specific. I'm energetic enough to, you know, climb up and down the flights of stairs without getting winded, or to ride my bicycle for 3 miles, or, you know, to hike a specific trail that maybe you'd like to hike. Be real specific about it, and avoid the comparisons. Also, be positive. Don't say, and there I am being negative when I say that. Say, I choose to treat people respectfully, instead of saying something like, I'm not angry and disrespectful anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference. And when you say it in that positive way, you're creating this vision, this action in your subconscious, that, and your nervous system says, oh, this is already there. And it starts acting as if, you know, you start to act as if you're a strong young, well, maybe not young, but, you know, we can't change our age, but you act as if you're a strong, vibrant, limber person. And what do strong, vibrant, limber people do? Well, they, you know, do certain activities in certain ways. And as you believe that that's what you are, that's what you start to act as if. And you'll be amazed and surprised at how this works. So the last piece of it is really just an extension of the second one, but it's getting more specific. So in the first one, you're just doing a brain dump. You're just going and, you know, just whatever comes to you. It's very organic. The next one gets to be a little bit more in the way of a specific guideline. So, for example, you're going to be remembering what it is that you value the most. And then you're going to go through your body, not just your body, your being, piece by piece, because there's all different pieces of you. We have laid out 8 different aspects, and you might even be able to find more, but your body image and appearance, your diet, your fitness and your exercise, your mindset and your attitudes, your home life, your work life, your social life, your self-esteem and your personal growth. And those are the categories we've laid out, but we also left room in there for you to add some extras of your own if there's some that we didn't cover that are very, very near and dear to you. So what we're asking you to do is pull out the chart and force a body image and appearance. First of all, you really need to focus on what's right now at this point in time, what's right about that. And when you do, you'll be surprised at how many things you come up with that you were ignoring, and how much better you feel, how good you feel about yourself. So the first thing is positive aspects and what I'm grateful for. So what am I grateful for about my body image and my appearance? And you look at yourself in the mirror and you notice your eyes. I love the green in my eyes, or the sparkle in my eyes, or I love, you know, this little dimple when I smile. And you think about all those things about yourself in your body, image, and appearance that you really like. The second column is, what's my vision? What am I moving towards? And then that's where you can, similar to the first exercise, is in my body, image, and appearance, what am I moving towards? I'm becoming lean and trim, and my hair is shining, and my skin is smooth, and, you know, that sort of stuff that you can all lay out there. And then, what do I need to achieve these goals? So if currently, you know, slim and trim is there, and you've got an extra 20, 30 pounds, it's plan my eating and my movement activities so that the weight drops away from me. The weight melts away from me. Isn't that a nice word? Because melt is so, it's so easy, right? It just happens, as opposed to dropping or moving or, you know, all that. So melting away. So the weight melts away. So you write a list of what do you think you need to achieve those goals. And then what's the positive impact of you realizing this vision? Not just for yourself, but for others. So if being stronger means that you can, you're more able to engage in activities and you're able to exercise more, you're able to go on a trip that you haven't been able to go on. I'll have to share this. I just got a great card, a postcard today from a patient that I've been working with, and it's this beautiful picture of this exotic place in Africa. And or is it Africa? She's climbing. I can't remember the name of the place, but she's climbing. This is a trip she's been wanting to do for many years, but she didn't have the energy to do it. And when I first met with her, it was just about a year ago, and we went through this stuff. And one of her things was, I'm going to be strong enough to be able to take this trip and be able to carry my camera equipment and take photos. And we worked through that, and we got her there little by little, and she just wrote me a card today. I'm here, and thank you so much for helping me to get well enough to be doing this. And that's the beauty of this, is that she had that vision. It was very specific. I need to be strong enough to be able to carry my camera equipment, because I'm not going all the way up that mountain without being able to take pictures. And she focused on it. She attained it. She kept that vision. That was a really powerful vision. And so when she came home from work at night and she had that vision, she kept her camera bag near the door. Instead of going and laying on the couch, she would take her camera bag and go for a walk and start to take pictures and practice carrying that camera bag and build up her exercise and her esteem, even though it was easier to just pop on the couch after a tough day at work. So this is all within your grasp. And it may seem like it's very tedious to break this down part by part, my body image, my diet, you know, my fitness and my exercise. But when you do this and you create a list of what's positive now and what you're moving towards, and then you really identify what it is you need to be able to attain those goals, that's where what we said in the beginning part, where I said the vision creates the inspired action. Well, we're going to take it another step. We're going to give it some extra oomph in that we're going to actually sit down and reflect on this. And you may decide to just pick one of these pages up a day. And that's what I would encourage you to do. Just pick one a day and work on it. Even if it takes you 2 or 3 weeks to get through it, this is an exercise that will carry you through a lifetime.
And it's another one that you can always come back to and continue to build upon.
Oh, and build upon it, because you'll come back to it and you'll say, oh, I reached that one already. I reached that one already. Now what I'm really moving towards is this or that or the other thing. So
if I could, I'd like to say something about one of these columns, too. Of course, the first one, the positive aspects, as you talked about, and the vision, what am I moving towards? But one of the things that I really appreciate the most about this chart is the column, what do I need to achieve these goals?
Mm-hmm.
Because just as you said, the vision creates the inspired action, and from there you're able to really create, okay, well, what exactly do I need to do? If you want to improve posture and flexibility, then maybe on what do I need to achieve, then maybe that's looking up exploring yoga centers, or you know, checking out some posture exercises, and maybe it's things like if exercise is part of it. Well, what I need to do is put air in the tires of my bicycle. And write out those details.
Mm-hmm.
If it's somebody you need to contact, if it's something you need to explore, if it's another sub-action you need to take, write it all out there, because there's your action plan.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. And it's really great to have inspiration. And I got re-inspired about my exercise. I love my exercise, but I haven't been quite engaging in the heavy-duty weightlifting that I was before. And I'm noticing it. I'm noticing that I don't have the same tone or the same strength that I had when I was doing it, you know, more regularly, 3 or 4 times a week. And I met somebody at a party, and he had written a book on vegan bodybuilding, and it was beautiful. You know, I bought a copy of his book, and his beautiful pictures, very inspiring for me. And it sounds kind of weird, but I've always wanted to just have these really sculpted muscles, and I can do it for a while, and then I don't stick with it. But having to see that and go through that, and having a plan, that's my thing. I'm going to sit down and say, what do I need to get there? You know, how many times a week do I have to work on my biceps, and how many times a week do I have to work on my calf muscles or whatever to get to be that fit? And it's really inspiring. All right.
You want to say, before we open up for a final question or comments, do you want to say anything about the last column, particularly the positive impact on self and others from...
I mentioned it briefly, but I think it's really important because a lot of times when we sit down and we engage in a process like this, you may have the tendency to label yourself as being selfish, right? This is all about me. Being tuned into what are the positive things for you is really super, super huge, because when you do that, that brings you into that as a present state, and that brings your system out of the nervous, you know, stressed out, hyperadrenal kind of state that a lot of us get into a state that's more introspective and calm and much more capable of creating that ease and calm in your life. But the other thing is, when you achieve some of these things, it's really neat to start thinking about, well, how would this affect other people? How would it affect my children if I am, you know, more comfortable in my body? Well, I'm certainly going to be less irritable, and maybe I'm going to be more patient with them, and I might be able to spend more time, you know, playing around with them and rolling on the floor with them or taking them to the playground or doing activities with them. And how's that going to affect my relationship with my partner? Or if I don't have a partner, how's that going to affect my ability to attract a partner? How's it going to affect my relationship with my mom? Or how's it going to affect me at work? So all of these things that you do, we have such a widespread impact on everything around us and everyone around us. And I believe that it's really important to get in touch with that. Because when you get in touch with that, it gives you a bigger why. Right? It's not just about me. It's a bigger why. And when you create a really big why, the how just kind of presents itself. You know, if your why is big enough, your how is going to just like hit you in the face. It's going to be right there because you're really engaged.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's almost as if when you're thinking about realizing your goal and you're so filled with the joy and the thankfulness of achieving this vision, and then being able to keep that moving and flowing, it's almost it helps it almost grow by sharing it with those people that you do love. And how could you share it? Begin now in thinking about how you're going to express that gratitude. And besides which, it helps you then, as Dr. Marie states, to help visualize this person that you are becoming within a larger context. Mm-hmm. Within your environment.
And I'm going to say one thing, in addition to what you just said, sparked me to say, you owe it to the people you love, to your society, the people you work with, to the world. You owe it to become, you owe it to all those people to become this you. Because as this you, you are no longer hiding your brilliance, you're sharing your gifts. And you're going to be having a major impact. So when you think about it that way, if you are the altruistic person who's always giving and doing for other people, you owe it to those people to devote this time and this energy into you, because it's going to create a you that's so much more present with those people and so much more giving and valuable to those people.
We already know that about all of you just from reading the feedback that we're getting.
Oh, yeah, I just get goosebumps when I read that feedback. You guys are really getting in touch with this and going really deep with it. And I really honor you for doing that. And I feel so honored to be sharing that with you.